Welcome to the Eric in the Morning Podcast on 101.9 The Mix Chicago. All right, take it away, Eric.
Violetta, you're a huge golf fan. You follow it each and every weekend, the big tournaments as they unfold, right?
I see them sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. Have you ever heard of a thing called the Masters?
I have. Is the Masters where you get the green jacket?
There you go. That is the one. And do you know, the Masters, it has a tradition, how you get the green jacket, like how it's presented to you?
Yeah. However, the person who won last year gets to cook somebody breakfast or lunch, and it's like their pickings, which I kind of remember we talked about last year.
Uh-huh.
And I remember what they picked, I think.
Okay, you're right. You're kind of half right there. They do get to choose the winner's dinner the week of the Masters. Whatever they want to have for dinner, everybody who has won the Masters, they all get around, they wear their green jackets, and they eat whatever that guy wants.
Oh, that's so fun. It's like a round table.
Exactly. And then at the conclusion of the tournament, whoever wins the tournament, the year's previous winner puts the jacket on him. Follow
okay.
me?
Yeah.
And the reason I bring all that up is because Yiddy sent me an email. Hey, Eric, didn't Tiger win the Masters last year? Who's going to hand off the customary green jacket to this year's winner? You know, because it would be his job. And I was thinking to myself, oh, my God, is she right? Because remember that big deal, Tiger had been gone forever.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, he comes back. He wins the Masters, hugs his son. People cry, throw big parties, et cetera, et cetera. But then I thought, I think that was 2 years ago that he won. Because who won last year's Masters, Gianni?
Dustin Johnson.
DJ. So,
yes.
DJ will hand off the green jacket this year so they don't have to wheel Tiger out there to do it.
Exactly.
Okay. Mm. All right, because I thought I had that. Tiger won the year before where he hugged his son and we all cried, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. How you feel about a tin mug?
Great.
All
that
right, cool.
Great.
Like right, Tin Cup, a golf movie. You can really tie it together.
Nice tie-in, Whip.
Thanks.
There you go.
Thank you very much.
Nice tie-in. Yes, so Dustin Johnson will be around there, and he will hand off the green jacket to whoever wins this year's Masters down on the hallowed grounds of Augusta. I think that happens, like they said, in 7 weeks, because remember they were interviewing Tiger about it on Sunday, and then he goes and gets in a car accident on Tuesday.
Yeah, that interview, some people said he seemed like weird or something in that interview.
Well, he looked a little bloated. It might be a little bit out of it, but he's coming off. Many people were saying, well, you know, he's off the back surgery. He might be on some pain meds.
Yeah.
This is how things go.
Mm-hmm.
But now that's all been cleared from the accident, although you made the observation at the 5:30 news, so I didn't even notice. They've moved him?
They moved him now to Cedars-Sinai Medical Center,
that's
which is
one.
A very famous hospital in Los Angeles where the big stuff happens, I guess.
Did they just say that the doctors at that location will be taking on the next level of care?
I don't think they were that specific. They just said for continuing orthopedic care and recovery.
That's what it sounds like there.
Yeah.
And did they give any more information like, hey, he's going to jog out of here in about 3 weeks or something?
Yes, they said he's going to jog out.
Okay.
Exactly right. They're really setting the bar high for him.
But we don't know much more than that.
No, not much more.
Okay. Violetta, you'll be in charge of all Masters coverage this year in a few weeks, okay?
Oh,
that's
fun.
That's your penance for catching COVID and being out all week. All right? You got to watch the Masters all weekend long. 312-233-1019. So Angelina Jolie auctioning off Brad Pitt's favorite Winston Churchill painting. How will he survive? what'd you lose in the divorce? Oh, maybe that's the golf cart person. 312-233-1019. Hi, Marissa.
Hi.
Hi. Lost it in the divorce?
I didn't personally lose it in the divorce. I work for a divorce attorney, and we had a client who took all of her husband's left shoes.
Got all the left shoes. Let him have the right shoes, but no lefts.
Wow.
Correct.
Uh-huh. And when you go to court, can you negotiate the lefts back?
Let me just say that the judge wasn't very happy by how petty this case was.
Yeah. Yeah, I would think judges in divorce courts, they hear and see a lot, but at some point, even they have a threshold.
Right.
Right. You lost it in the divorce, Jerry.
Well, as I mentioned, it's not what I lost. It's what I made sure I kept.
Okay.
My Bears season tickets.
You were willing to give it all up, but you were keeping the Bears tickets.
That's exactly right.
Good idea.
Look where it got me now.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, maybe if the Bears can go get Russell Wilson, we'll all be in a good place again.
Sure.
And then finally, lost it in the divorce. There she is, Diane. You lost what?
I lost a golf cart.
Now, how do you move on from that?
You don't. We used to use that all the time, and then one day I came home from work, and it was just suddenly gone.
So he quietly had the golf cart removed without telling you?
Yes, and then when we went to court, he told the judge we never had one.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man, slippery guy.
You know what you do when that kind of thing happens? You take all his left shoes.
Actually, what I did is I took all the patio furniture
and
the grill.
Well, good.
And said we never had it.
Right. It's nice to see things haven't gotten better. Top three things currently trending on Twitter. At her kitchen counter now, it appears. Yes. Violetta in quarantine at number three.
Okay, so Nick Jonas's new solo song is out, and his two brothers are supporting him on social media by promoting the music. Spaceman definitely has a unique sound that sounds different from the Jonas Brothers, so... you saw Kevin's wife tweeted out, like, the daughter's dancing to it. And then Joe Jonas also said, like, congratulations, man. Can't wait for the whole album.
In that voice. He said it in that voice. Do we have that, Swanee? Did Nikki leave us that one? The new Jonas Brothers? Can we send her a text and find out what the heck? Because, you know, yesterday she came rolling in here with the new Post Malone, which is actually the old Hootie and the Blowfish.
Yes.
More on that coming up after 7, and maybe we can get our hands on the Jonas Brothers.
Oh, yes.
Have you heard it?
Yes.
You have heard it?
Uh-huh.
And you liked it?
It's very Nick Jonas. He has this other song
a
long time ago.
I hate for it to be, you know, it's very George Michael.
Or
but he's Nick Jonas.
It's kind of like techno-y and like very auto-tuned.
Gotcha. Whip loves that stuff. Trending on
Frankie,
Twitter.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Kelly Clarkson says that she's written 60 songs since filing for divorce. She says that she feels lucky to have the gift of music to help her process all of her emotions, and it seems like she has a lot of them. And if we learned anything from T-Swift, you can actually make some money off those raw emotions.
The new Taylor Swift is Kelly Clarkson, writing from an emotional place.
Okay.
60 songs from the divorce.
That's a lot.
So she got all that inspiration and likely all his left shoes. And trending on Twitter, number 1.
J-Lo just posted a picture in a gorgeous wedding dress, but it has nothing to do with A-Rod. It's for an action-packed romance film that she's got coming out, or that's going to start filming, called Shotgun Wedding. And that's far from her true story, because her and A-Rod, if you remember, got engaged over 2 years ago. So everyone now is kind of wondering, like, what's the holdup? Are you going to even get married?
They're not even certain they want to be engaged.
Right.
They stole your what? Anybody listening who? 312-233-1019. My fire pit, Whip's hanging basket, and what else? Here we go. Hi, Tom. They stole your what?
Somebody came into our garage and stole my son's bicycle seat. Not the bicycle itself, just the seat off the bike.
Just the seat. They're like, I've got a bike. I just need the seat.
Wow.
Exactly.
Uh-huh. And was it a particularly unique or expensive seat, or just happened to be a crime of opportunity?
I think opportunity. They had lots of other expensive things they could have stolen out of the garage. And
that's
actually probably the cheapest bike in our garage. So.
Well, you know what it's like to try to ride a bike without a seat.
Well, true.
Yeah. Somebody had to get home, and you know that is. 312-233-1019. Hey, Alex, they stole your what?
My headlights.
Your headlights.
Oh.
Took them both.
Took them both. I was coming home from a game and was driving down the road and was trying to figure out why I couldn't see and got out.
Why is it so dark?
And it's like someone doesn't have eyeballs. Like, when you don't have headlights, it's the weirdest looking thing on your...
Right. Again, did you drive a unique car with a unique set of headlights that had some kind of big value?
It was a Cobra Mustang,
and it
turns out they were $200 a piece, that's why.
Yeah, all tricked out. It's like in the city how they keep stealing catalytic converters still.
That's right.
What is it, the copper that they want in the catalytic?
I think that's right. I think so.
I can't even keep track. 312-233-1019. Stole your what, Bill?
They stole my beer right out of the fridge in the garage.
I've heard of this kind of thing happening.
Wow.
Yeah. This happens in Wisconsin all the time.
Oh, wow.
A couple of kids.
Yep. Bunch of punks. Bad. Stealing bad beer. That's why you just put the bad stuff in the garage and the good stuff inside. Did this happen at work, Patrick, this theft?
Yeah, they stole the black little burp seal thing on the top of my Yeti coffee cup. Now I spill all over myself.
Somebody ripped off the little seal on your Yeti cup.
Who does
this?
Seal.
What kind of world do we live in now when they're stealing the top of your Yeti cup? By the way, Violetta, did you ever get your bowl back? Somebody here at the Mix or the Oldie Station or the Pronoun Station, them, stole one of Violetta's prized bowls. Was it bowls?
No, my lunch bag.
Ah, your prized lunch bag.
Mm. Yeah, my whole lunch bag went missing, and I kind of went on a search for it. I did a wanted poster.
Right.
You might have seen it around the office.
Missed that.
And then it mysteriously went back into the cupboard where I left it before in a couple days.
Okay. Have it dusted for prints. Next morning, Mindbender, 312-233-1019. Getting classy around here. In fact, all of us have been. In the past year, at least attempted to. Top classy things done while quarantining. Things you might not have normally done in your regular everyday life before March 13th of last year.
Mm.
Are you ready to try to answer, folks? 312-233-1019.
You stay classy, Chicago.
All right. I mentioned that I've started to do this. What would that be? Hi there, Chris.
Hi, good morning. Learn how to cook?
Oh, boy, you barely hear you. No, it is not learn how to cook.
There's my guess.
That's a good one.
That's a window.
And number two was cooked a perfect steak dinner. You might not have normally done that, but you're like, oh, I've got all night for the next 7, 12, 15 nights in a row.
Yeah, I can go start my own farm, raise some cattle.
Might as well give it my best shot. What would it be, Lori?
Read more books?
Read a book. Another good one. That is not it. Also making the top 10. Tried or read a nonfiction book. Anybody done that?
I only read nonfiction books.
All right.
Mostly.
I don't read.
Okay. hi there, Keith.
Yes.
Classy things we've all done while quarantining.
I was going with making wine and manscaping. Not at the same time.
Ew.
I got to leave. Wow.
Yeah,
if that's the right answer, Eric, I can't look at you in the eye anymore.
You know what? It is not correct, but Keith, you get a prize. Hold on. Send him one of them tin mugs there, Swanee. One of them tin ones. Yeah, that's right.
You stay classy, Chicago.
Yeah. Making wine and manscaping. Well, you know, it's Friday. What am I, a caveman? No. The number one classy thing we've done while quarantining is what, Joe?
Watch a documentary.
There we go. Watching documentaries. The documentaries are going crazy on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
Because I had mentioned, Joe, I watched The Staircase, documentary The Staircase. 13 episodes of like 30 years of this guy's life.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy, crazy stuff. Well done. How is your how's your last year gone there, Joe?
Did a lot of house projects as well, so I painted a lot of my house.
Let me see if that made the list. That feels like that should have, right? It worked on a house. I don't see it, oddly enough. All right, your classy things that you're doing. Number one was watch a documentary. Anybody done that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what'd you watch?
I watch them all the time. What did I just... Well, I just started that Woody Allen, Mia Farrow one that just came out on HBO.
Okay.
Just started Sunday.
Ooh, all right. Creepy. Did you watch Framing Britney Spears yet, Whip?
No.
Oh, Whip.
I know, I will.
Come on, it's right in the wheelhouse.
I'm going to get there. What's that on again?
Yeah.
Hulu.
Hulu. Do I have that?
You can.
All right.
You
no, can. I think I might have been paying $6 a month for that, looked at that and said, I never watched that. I think I can save $6.
I think everything's going back to Hulu. Hulu's getting a lot of action.
No, I know. I think anyway, long story.
Hi, Violetta.
Hey.
Have you watched a documentary?
I have. I told you I watched that Teflon Don documentary.
Oh, cool.
A mobster documentary.
Love that. Number two is cook the perfect steak dinner. Classy things we're doing. Number three, bought a nice bottle of wine I would not normally purchase. And paid a little more for the good stuff.
I wish I could taste wine.
Number four, listen to classical music. Number five, hosted a virtual wine and cheese party. Who does that?
Yeah. My friends do that.
It's weird. Held a romantic date night with my significant other. Read a nonfiction book. Tried a new cocktail. We did that around here for an entire month. For Violetta's Friday featured cocktail. Listen to jazz. Anybody do that?
No, I like, I mean, I'm not ripping, jazz is very, it takes a lot of talent to play jazz, but I think people
also. Do you notice how Whip spends
what just happened to his
Here's
voice?
Whip is
say.
Always so
because
worried
it's
about
one of those,
somebody's going to get.
I'll just say this.
It's fine.
It's one of those
things. I
wouldn't
normally, but I think I might, but it's okay, but it wouldn't. But if somebody's offended, then please don't email me, but it's going to be fine. I didn't do it.
I'm going to go with this. Saying that you love jazz, you might as well just say, look how smart I want you to think I am.
Well, that's exactly
what I'm saying.
Top classy things done while quarantining.
Exactly. I have a record player, though. I did play Dave Brubeck.
See?
I mean,
there
I'm not trying to be like...
No,
it was
not.
Just, I just put it on because it was something different.
Unless it's you. I don't say that about you, but like, a lot of other people.
Your voice went like this. I love this. This was my favorite part of you talking.
And finally invested in a piece of designer clothing. The classy things you've done. By the way, if you're watching documentaries, you should be drinking red wine. They also listed the best wines for TV watching. If you're watching sitcom, do you think sitcoms are best watched with a white or a red? Nikki?
Chardonnay.
That'd be a white. Hi there, Whip.
Red.
Violetta?
White.
White wine it is. According to the Idaho Wine Commission, if you're watching sitcoms, watch a sitcom with a white wine. You can watch Jennifer Aniston clear her throat the whole time. If you're watching reality, Whip, reality TV, you know, you love yourself some Bachelor. Should you be watching with red or white wine?
Man, I think let's go with the white.
Violetta.
Red.
Nikki.
White.
Red wine. Red wine for your Bachelor. By the way, did you see the story now is Michael Strahan will be taking over for Chris Harrison for the final rose after the final rose, and we really mean it this time, the rose.
Sidebar, commercial for that last night during Wheel of Fortune Celebrity Edition, on which Chris Harrison was
that.
A contestant,
I
and he was
that.
On.
That.
Very confusing.
Michael Strahan, who's quickly becoming the new Ryan Seacrest.
Oh, yeah.
He gets everything.
If you're watching a drama, you should be watching it with a red or a white. Violetta.
Red.
Whip.
Red.
Nikki.
Red.
Clean sweep. Red wine it is. If you're watching news, you dial up a little Ben Bradley over there at the Niner to be all bummed out.
Ben
sorry,
does
Ben.
That to people.
Sorry, it's not Ben that's bumming us out. It's just the news. Should you watch news with a white or a red? Nikki.
Bourbon.
Good call.
Red.
Whip.
I'll go white. I'll just alternate.
Violetta.
White.
White it is.
Oh, good.
And finally, last chance, adult animation.
Ooh, what?
My question to you is, what the hell are you watching?
I hope they just mean, you know, not for kids, right. But not like adult.
Actually, it says stop drinking. There it is. it sounds like an impossible game for me to win.
Yeah.
But then, you know, because I couldn't name anything in 10 seconds, let alone something about somebody I don't know. But then we had a bunch of people call to go, hey, I actually won. I won with pizza toppings.
Yeah.
And then somebody called and won with football teams.
So that's the good thing. It's not always name stuff about Chris and Lisa. It's name stuff
about
different things.
You talk about us kind
of
thing.
Yeah. Not always that.
I tried with Whip earlier today, Nikki. I'm like, all right, Whip, name 10 things about Violetta. 10 seconds, go. And I started the clock, and he got to 2 things.
He went,
maybe
3.
Maybe 3. that was a waste of 3 seconds right there. That's true.
And then I said, all right, name 10. I couldn't even name 10 things about myself in 10 seconds.
That's hard.
I don't even know if I can name 10, anything 10 in 10 seconds. I'm like, why don't they do it in 20?
Can you count to 10 in 10 seconds?
That's really? Difficult. I don't know if I can do that.
Yeah.
Because isn't the whole idea to get winners?
Yeah. That means some people out there are incredible. The ones who have won, they must be amazing.
They must be.
Incredible.
Which is great. And then because we heard from those 2 people, I'm like, all right, well, why don't they do the promo with the winners? Why do they do the one with the one who didn't win?
These are all great questions. My only thing was, like, maybe you hear that and you say, well, I could do that. You're challenged. When you hear somebody losing it, you think to myself, well, I'm better than that. I could do it. I'm going to try. Maybe.
I don't think that. I think there's no way I could do that.
No.
Like, he said, name 10 things that I've known in problem. Like, jeez. like, if you were under pressure to name 10 pizza toppings in 10 seconds.
Yeah, that's tough.
I don't know. I think... Cowboy Chris got a little chirpy.
What? What?
Yeah, well, we text him, you know, to be like, did anybody ever win that game? And Chris actually texts us back with a bunch of examples of people that won.
It's great.
And
let's hear
like,
those in the promo. Right?
Yeah,
I want to hear somebody do it. That'd be cool.
Mm.
No?
Another one, 10 superheroes in 10 seconds, 10 things you
somebody
find in
somebody got that right?
Machine. Yeah.
All right, Whip, hold on.
Oh,
you even know the topic.
Yeah.
All right. You even know the topic. Here you go. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
10 superheroes in 10 seconds. And go.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Black Panther, Black Widow, Batman, Superman, Aquaman, the Mandalorian,
Time.
Boba Fett.
Time.
Was anyone counting?
I had six or seven there.
Okay.
Yeah, you're the superhero guy.
I didn't get that. I wasn't getting there.
You're just going through most of Disney Plus.
Yeah, pretty much. That's it. Yeah. It is weird because, like, when you have that time crunch, at least for me, I start to get, like, a little shaky. Like,
well, that's the whole idea.
I can't even think of my own name when I'm under pressure like that.
All right. Name 10 pizza toppings in 15 seconds. Go.
Sausage, pepperoni, shrimp, pineapple, green olives, onions, peppers, cucumbers.
Cucumbers?
I don't know. No, I'm just naming the veggies at Subway.
And he says people win this contest. Why don't they just do trending in 20 so they can get winners? That's the whole idea.
I don't know.
Like, even Jeopardy has a winner every day.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the hardest game show out there. Isn't that the whole idea? Like I said earlier, it's not like Wheel of Fortune goes, here's the one that didn't win. Tune in tomorrow.
Wah, wah.
That's good. Well, I'm glad they're getting winners. We're obviously not smart enough to listen to this.
They, you know, it's sort of like
I couldn't do it.
I can't think of the analogy, but maybe the afternoon show is like the Jeopardy of this radio station. That's where the smart
that's
people.
It's very possible. I mean, look what we tried to do yesterday.
Exactly.
What's Violetta doing in her apartment?
Right.
Making a noise, and we gave you multiple choice.
Yeah. What's like the Simpletons game show on
TV?
Have
accepted
that's
any answer as the winner.
So you're saying
because we like to give stuff away.
This show is the Celebrity Jeopardy.
Maybe.
Kind of
like that, yeah.
Maybe.
Dumbed down.
What color are your socks right now? I don't know. I always say to Captain Alan, let's talk about the winners.
Right. And sometimes the questions on this show are confusing for us anyway.
Well, some of us for sure.
The more you talk
okay.
about this, there's going to be so many Zoom meetings that have to happen now.
Oh, my God.
I am so angry at you right now.
I know. I didn't even mean to invite that. I just to hear that, and I hear that poor woman lose.
Right. The poor woman.
Like, oh. I hope she got a consolation.
She did. I also got an email about that, for the record, by the way.
Good.
Everybody gets at least something, and then if they win, they get something better.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
A tin mug.
All right. All I know is I don't want to go over to Whip's house for pizza with all the cucumbers on there.
I was desperate.
All right. Right to this. YouTube Shorts is going to launch in March to compete with TikTok.
Oh, well, you know, YouTube, they're powerful.
I will confess, I've become a little addicted to the talk more so than normal lately. I don't know why. I really enjoy it, then I really feel terrible about myself because virtually everybody on the planet has more talent than me, and TikTok proves it.
Yeah.
You just go on there and go, all these people are smarter and funnier and better than me. Every day I go home and try to do dance videos,
right?
And I can't get it together.
It's amazing. You spend 5 hours on that and nothing comes out.
Well, now YouTube is going to launch its own YouTube Shorts. You may have heard, speaking of somebody that's not going to be able to get any more Shorts, ABC says Victoria's Secret planning to close 50 more stores in 2021. So
it's
all online underpants all the time, I guess.
They've been trending downward for a little while.
Does anybody go to a Victoria's Secret anymore, or do women just order their underwear online? Ladies?
Are you asking me this?
Yeah, whatever. Hey, Nikki, where do you get your underwear? Online, or do you go to the store?
I think, you know, a lot of women go to what they call them bra whisperers now. Like, you get measured and stuff, and you get, like, a good fit.
Wow. I didn't even know.
I'm just saying.
Violetta, you need to start going, according to Nikki, to the bra whisperer.
Bra whisperer.
They do that to me at Victoria's Secret.
Not anymore. It's closed. Van going, no, we're still open.
This is me. I'm the bra whisperer. My name is Mel.
Yeah, we moved outside. See, it says right outside of my van, Victoria's Secret. Come on in. Burglar steals New York City wine shop's entire $300,000 inventory. Every bottle gone.
It sounds impossible.
It does sound impossible, but it happened. Among the items stolen, 1,000 bottles of wine, 1,000 bottles of liquor, and 125 wine dispensers used for storing and serving. That's ungodly. I know you've been really thrown today, Whip, by the Mr. Potato Head, Mrs. Potato Head story.
Yeah, well, I mean, there was,
you know,
little,
we were talking about watching documentaries. I feel like you gave us one on the Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head earlier.
Well, I mean, it's an interesting story. I feel like it got a lot of people's attention.
that story.
Maybe this. There is now a rare half-male, half-female cardinal that's been spotted in Pennsylvania.
Now, I'm positive I heard about that in trending on Twitter.
Yep. Well, I'm giving you the full details now.
Ah.
The creature was bright red like a male cardinal on one side and brownish white like a female on the other. People flocked to the location to see the northern cardinal for themselves. It's recognized as a bilateral gynandromorph, which is also a Serbian band that plays with Moje's Lato that we heard earlier. I mentioned at the University of Michigan, venomous spiders have shut down a library, recently shut down by a group of venomous Mediterranean recluse spiders found in the basement. A pest control company was brought in to take care of the situation. No one has seen them since, though, but it was a dangerous situation over there with the wolverines. See the story about the Tennessee man arrested for impersonating Barack Obama on his gun permit application?
Well, gee, they'll never figure this out.
He's from Chattanooga, it's to be expected.
Ah, okay.
Did you hear that Zac Efron has given up the Hollywood lifestyle in exchange for life in the Australian outback? Reportedly, Zac has been quarantining in a $140,000 fifth-wheel RV. The motorhome has a double bed, a leather couch, a shower, automatic pop-up televisions, hot water, and a full kitchen.
It's roughing it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Zac Efron roughing it is better than the rest of us living.
Exactly.
And finally, somebody that might need to move in with Zac Efron, Johnny Depp. The latest on him, Johnny Depp is selling his French estate for $55 million. $55 million. God knows he needs the money, too.
Yeah, how much in debt is he?
A lot. Johnny Depp's French estate has a bistro, look there for the wine, a wine cave, there it is, a skate park, 14 bedrooms, 6 guest cottages, a gym, an art studio, an outdoor dining room, a pool, and a pirate-like lair, they say. Pirate-like lair. Johnny Depp, he's an odd one. Trending on Twitter update. We do it each morning at 7 a.m. and then again at 9:30. I just saw this, Violetta. You might find this interesting.
Oh, yeah?
Chrissy Teigen, or do you say Teigen?
I say Teigen.
Okay. Recently asked President Joe Biden to stop following her on Twitter and other social media. Did you see that?
Why?
She swears too much. Oh. So she said she wanted him to stop so she could start using profanity again when posting.
Mm.
Said Chrissy, I've tweeted a handful of times since POTUS started following. In order for me to flourish as me, I must ask that you please, Lord, unfollow. She calls him Lord. Please, Lord, unfollow me. I love you. It's not you. It's me. So then POTUS unfollowed her, and now she's back to swearing on Twitter.
Well, the president only followed her. That was the only follow that he gave.
Right.
Outside his, like, aides.
Right, his circle of political circle, right?
I'm still stuck on she calls him Lord?
Well, you know, she's Chrissy Teigen.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, don't overthink it.
Okay.
Top three things trending on Twitter. Here we go at number three.
Okay, the post office is giving its delivery trucks a makeover. They will be U.S. built, and they're replacing nearly 30-year-old ones. These are going to have air conditioning and heat. Woot woot. They're also going to have advanced braking and front and rear collision systems.
Did you just woot woot for the mail trucks?
Well, yeah, because they're finally going to have heat and air conditioning, which I didn't realize the old ones didn't.
Have you seen what the new truck looks like? They're taking a little bit of a beating for the look because they look pretty ridiculous.
I think they look sleek.
You like them?
Yeah, they look futuristic.
You can post a picture. You like the new mail truck or hate it? Post that
okay,
one.
Okay, I'll post that. The funny part here is, and I quote, this is the first step in their mission to become the preferred delivery service provider for the American public, which, you know.
Over in the corner, Amazon cannot stop laughing.
I know.
Exactly. It's hilarious that you think that. Okay, trending on Twitter, number two.
Kylie Jenner has a new puppy, and they are trending right now.
There it goes. There's the rash. Violetta's just trying to applaud. You don't remember, do you?
Oh, right. You're allergic to Kylie Jenner.
I'm allergic to Kylie Jenner. It came up earlier on the show. Every time Kylie Jenner, I see her here, I break out into a rash. You can get it on the Eric in the Morning podcast. It's there. Back to you.
So she gave her new puppy a hilarious human name. Do you guys have any guesses?
Rash.
Marty.
No.
Larry.
It's Kevin.
Kevin.
I was going to say Kevin. No,
her and Kev are all over her social media pages, and he's really, really cute.
You're the kid in class like, oh, God, I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
And trending on Twitter, number one.
Just like any couple, Meghan and Harry have nicknames for each other. During a FaceTime with James Corden, Meghan let hers for Harry slip.
Kevin.
She calls...
Marty?
Dog.
Nikki, do you have any guesses?
I know.
Oh,
I
don't. Okay. But in a second, she'll say, oh, I was going to say that.
Say it, and then I'll come up with my guess.
Well, she calls him Has, and now that's trending.
Has.
Nope. Wasn't a guess.
As in has Matt?
No. As in he used to, well, that would be have.
Oh.
Have a royal family, but he doesn't anymore.
He no longer has one.
He no longer has a royal family.
Thanks for listening to the Eric in the Morning podcast. Remember to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss a moment of Eric in the Morning on 101.9 The Mix Chicago.